It's the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur, and a chance to catch up with U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis here on our program. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
I'm great, Duke. Thank you for having me, and hello, Star Valley.
Well, appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule. Understand right now you're in Wyoming and getting some mountain snow out in Cheyenne right now.
Well, exactly. I'm in Cheyenne. Good snow here, and I spent Christmas and New Year's in Star Valley and had a great chance to snowshoe, and so I'm enjoying the great Wyoming winter.
That's fantastic. While in Cheyenne, of course, the state legislative session is in full swing right now. Have you had a chance to meet with Wyoming lawmakers and get to rub shoulders with them a bit at the Capitol?
I have. I had some staff come out from Washington, D.C. We met with the blockchain task force in the Wyoming House and Senate. We also met with House and Senate leadership from both parties and individual legislators about legislative issues, both Wyoming legislative issues and matters in Washington, D.C. So they've been really fruitful discussions.
Excellent. Well, Senator, some things we wanted to talk about facing the nation right now. Immigration, of course, always a big topic of conversation and how things are going. We're hearing about this Title 42 that dates back to President Trump and the COVID era of immigration policies and now how things are working under the Biden administration. If you could, Senator, just explain in everyday Wyoming terms, what is Title 42 and how is that impacting immigration right now?
Well, Title 42 has been in place for a long time. The Biden administration wants to let it expire. The effect of lifting Title 42 would mean that there will be a surge of migrants coming across the border. The Border Patrol agents are already overwhelmed, but they're preparing for a new surge of about 14,000 migrants per day as Title 42 expires. So 19 states requested of the Supreme Court that Title 42 be kept in place. And the Biden administration asked that request of the states be denied, but they want a short pause on lifting Title 42 to ensure what they call an orderly transition out of Title 42. And that has to do with COVID restrictions on entrance. So the Title 42 provisions were extended to February, but when February rolls around, we're not going to be more ready for an extra 14,000 migrants per day crossing the border. So this is a humanitarian crisis and a national security crisis. We don't know who's coming into our country. People are being smuggled over the border. Fentanyl and other drugs are being smuggled over the border. And this crisis is in full bloom.
That number, Senator, is just outstanding to me, to think that number is 14,000 daily. That's just incredible. What can be done, I guess? What are the answers?
Well, we should reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy. The Biden administration, in its first 100 days in office, took 94 executive actions on immigration, including halting deportations and ending border wall construction. And that was the period of time in which they suspended the Remain in Mexico policy. We have to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy. We have to start building the border wall once again. The governor of Arizona was stacking cargo containers on the border to create a makeshift border, and it was helping. But the federal government made the governor of Arizona remove those restrictions. The governors of Florida and Texas were busing people into the interior, including into sanctuary cities. And yet when those sanctuary cities would receive those busloads, they were not prepared and sought crisis intervention by the federal government. These things can all be mitigated by restoring the remaining in Mexico policy and reenacting and upping our efforts to build the wall.
U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming joining us on the weekday wake up this morning. Senator, let's transition gears here and talk oil and gas production. Gas prices are down some from where they were at the peak earlier this summer, but that's kind of the normal flow of the seasons and prices. Where we stand right now with oil and gas production, not just in Wyoming, but across the nation, has the Biden administration allowed that to open up, or is it still pretty tight?
It's still pretty tight. And among the things we should be doing is authorizing the exportation of natural gas to Europe. There are applications for export terminals pending in both Texas and Louisiana. And the Biden administration has slow-walked permitting those export terminals. If those export terminals were permitted, we could ship our natural gas to Europe, so Germany would not have to be using the dirtier natural gas that comes out of Russia, thereby replenishing funds that Russia's using in its war on Ukraine. This is such common sense, easy to implement solutions to major problems, and the Biden administration won't do it.
That's Senator Lummis joining us on the air this morning here on the weekday wake up. Another question to ask for, and of course, this has been in the news like crazy over the past couple days, and that's classified documents that's coming up now affecting President Biden. Currently had that effect a short time ago with President Trump as well. What's your stance on these classified documents, and how big of an issue is this?
Well, there's certainly a double standard, and I think the biggest issue involved is the double standard. The fact that Mar-a-Lago was raided by federal agents when the Trumps were not home, and they rifled through their personal effects and made a very public display of their efforts to seek these documents. And then that they tried to quietly do the same recovery of documents from the Biden home and the Biden think tank is evidence of the double standard. So that is shameful, just shameful. And our Department of Justice needs to be investigated for the double standard and political games that it's playing. In addition to that, the president has the ability to declassify documents. The vice president does not have the authority to declassify. President Trump could have declassified the documents he took with him. Vice President Biden could not have declassified the documents he took with him. So not only is it a double standard, but more onerous matters are being applied to President Trump than are being applied to former President Biden, now President Biden. So this is just a shameful display of the bias And I would allege corrupt practices at the United States Department of Justice.
Senator, one more topic I wanted to get your thoughts on here. This has had an impact, especially on our side of the state, on Western Wyoming, with the nuclear facility and TerraPower's announcement that they are going to have to delay the start of the nuclear facility in Kemmer because of the enriched uranium supply and how the war in Ukraine is affecting that and what's happening there. As we've talked with TerraPower, they said that they were hoping that announcement of the delay of back to 2030 is going to help motivate the United States to start domesticating this and start getting this enriched uranium here in the states. As you've worked with Senator Barrasso and the rest of the Senate and Congress on this, what are your thoughts on it? And do you think it's something that is going to help push this forward a little quicker?
Well, we certainly found that it's important that we produce our own uranium here in the United States for use in power plants here. The reason that power plants were using foreign-sourced uranium is because it's cheaper, but it also comes from governments that are opposing us around the world. So we need to, once again, produce our own uranium, enrich our own uranium, and use it in our own power plants. That is going to cause some delay in the TerraPower project. However, I think it's worth the wait, but it also requires Congress to step up and make sure that we have adequate facilities to enrich U.S.-produced uranium, much of which can come from Wyoming.
Senator, thank you so much for your time. That's U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis joining us on the Weekday Wake Up, and appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure, Duke. Have a great Star Valley weekend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis on the Weekday Wake Up. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.